Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and
me,
it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry
on 97.3 The Fan.
Do the show, bitch.
Satin shoes.
All right, we are halfway home on a Thursday. It's August 11th, 2022. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Rindel. He's our executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
God, it's been a fun morning.
Been a really, really fun morning. It's flown by these first 2 hours.
Really hard.
Got a great victory yesterday. Then we were just laughing all morning. That's what I love the most about this show. When it goes off the rails, it's my favorite. It's my absolute favorite. Benjamin Higgins might feel a little bit differently, but you're playing along very well.
I see an update from your home moments ago.
From my home?
Yeah. Tweet in from at Hannah Nancaro. Free to a good home. 2 germ-infested children. 2 tickets to Third Eye Blind tonight at SDSU Open Air Theater. You can DM me privately if you prefer the public didn't know you wanted to go to a Third Eye Blind concert. Were you intending to go to the Third Eye Blind concert?
Yes. I was. I like Third Eye Blind.
Okay.
One of my closeted bands that I like. That's not happening now.
Guess not.
Our kids are...
Not see Woodsy now at the Third Eye Blind concert.
Our kids are disgusting. They both have pink eye.
Good night for it. No Padres baseball.
That was part of the thought process.
With all the diseases going around right now, you've landed on pink eye, huh?
Pink eye.
Were you just not going
to
tell us?
I told you guys earlier in the week, nobody listens to me on the show, but I did say I'm going to Third Eye Blind. I was making fun of you for Taylor Swift, and then I said I'm actually going to Third Eye Blind. It's not. This is kind of a bop, Paulie.
Woo!
So I'll miss that. I'm so disappointed now.
I don't understand. I can understand liking this song and this band. What I don't understand is why things exactly the same. What was it was a Superman by Three Doors Down. They got 3 in their name. They got 3 words in their name. Sounds exactly the same to me. And you go, ew, that's terrible. It's awful.
Maybe,
it's like, what's the difference?
Maybe that one was just overplayed. Because okay. they played the crap.
And Third Eye Blind was not.
Well, their biggest single was.
Okay.
But I like the deeper.
Oh, of course you do.
This one, Ben.
You don't
Ben,
like this song?
This Kryptonite, not Superman.
That's right, Kryptonite.
This is about as edgy as you'll get.
This was Mark Kotze's walk-up music. Yeah, back in the early 2000s.
Why would
San
you
Diego
use
Padres.
Kryptonite?
Don't know
That'd
why.
But
I thought it was great. He'd walk up there. I always felt good about Mark Kotze's chances of getting on base when I heard this. 3 Doors Down.
They played the crap out of this song. So anyway, yeah.
Sound like basically the same thing.
Yes!
Shut up, both of you. Yeah, so both kids are sick, which is just... The fun part is we haven't had a date night in 6 months. So, of course, both kids are... Bo is hacking up along right now. Taylor's, you know, got pink eye. Tomorrow is Bo's last day of preschool for a couple weeks, and Taylor, they'll both be starting back... on the 30th, so we'll be at home with them for a couple of weeks, which will be fantastic. But, yeah, so we had to cancel the date, And yeah, is what it is.
Maybe you need to get on the Aaron Rodgers health program. You see what? So he's talking about this week.
I'm surprised we haven't talked about this yet.
His new bit is ayahuasca. Psychoactive tea.
It's not his new bit. He did it. It's not a thing that
he talked about it this week.
Well, it's not a thing that you like, oh, pour me a cup of ayahuasca. Like, I'm off to work. It's a process. It's an experience.
Been used for thousands of years, yeah. Central and South America. Now, the story this week, everyone was going, wait, is that a banned substance? Right. Is he going to, you know, fail a drug test and be suspended? It is not on the NFL's list of banned substances. But his quote was, to me, one of the core tenets of your mental health, self-love. That's what ayahuasca did for me. Helped me see how to unconditionally love myself. It's only in that unconditional self-love that then I'm able to truly be able to unconditionally love others. And what a better way to work on my mental health than to have an experience like that.
You're saying it with a bit of a snide, wry smile, like you don't buy it. You know who else said that? Colin Cowherd. I listened to his take about it the other day, and he said, well, his quote was, these are the words of a single man without a good woman that loves him. And I thought to myself, bro, not everybody's the same.
Well, my words are someone who's never tried a psychoactive, I didn't have done it any LSD or mushrooms. I mean, what does it feel like?
I've never tried ayahuasca. And I don't know that I would, because it's a process. You go into...
Is this like you have to go into like a super hot hut and take a tea?
I think
like
that's
a Native American
it,
type of thing?
But it's a spiritual experience. And I can't even go to a Third Eye Blind concert, Ben. You think, how's my wife going to... I'm going to do ayahuasca for 3 days. I'll see. I need to find myself. Our kids are vomiting. They have pink eye. I can't go to a Third Eye Blind concert. So when am I going to get 3 days to go find myself? It's not going to happen. And I don't know that I would, because I'll be 100% honest with you. I'm afraid of what I would find. I really am. I don't know that it works. If it worked 100% like this for every single person, who wouldn't want to feel
don't
better?
Don't you find what you kind of want to find, what you're
That's
looking for anyway,
question.
Though?
As far as like...
People put a lot of stock into this experience. But, I mean, for me, it's everything's in you already. Whatever you're... I mean, you may change your perspective and think about something a different way, but... You're not fundamentally changing reality here. The world is the same. You're the same person you were before and after. Now, if you want to choose to think about something differently, you can do that at any time without psychoactive drugs,
Mm-mm.
would be my guess.
It's not the same. It's not the same. And if you've ever had an experience on, you know.
And I'll admit, I have not.
Psilocybin or you know, the other one. I don't want to promote how great it is, because there's bad feelings with it, too. But I understood this very much when he said he was going to go do this. Robin did it, Paulie, on the Stern
Show. It's an illegal drug in this country.
Correct. It's got DMT is its main property. So that is one that actually would get you banned. They're not going to, he's not going to be in any trouble. They said he did not violate the drug policy. So, look, man, if something like that makes him feel, Ben, like a better person who's able to love people more.
All right.
It's now, there are people that suffer from depression. They are microdosing MDMA, which is Molly. Like, they're not eating it every day. There's these things. Some of these things help a lot of people. And marijuana has been proven to be a great, great pain remedy.
You know, I take a baby aspirin every day for my heart health.
Good for you.
It's kind of like microdosing.
That's microdosing, because it's a tiny little aspirin.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, this society's gotten so weird about things like this, right? A football player in 1979... is got a hurt neck and a busted up knee, and they're like, cool, let me give you a shot of this. Have 16 beers and swallow 14 of these. Brett Favre used to take 70 Vicodin a day.
Well, the whole Brittany Griner, you know,
hash
story.
Oil,
in,
yeah.
I mean, this is something, and it's not just Brittany Griner. I saw a story like just an American dad who's not being negotiated, like got 10-plus years in Russia for he had prescribed cannabis for pain, because he didn't want to take opioids, but he took it to Russia with him, and they threw the book at him like he was some dealer. He had less than like a 10 grams or less than, I mean, Brittany Griner had less than a gram of oil on her. And, you know, she's sentenced to almost 10 years in Russia. It's all political.
Yeah, it is.
But I can understand the desire not to take opioids for pain. Well, that's for sure.
I've said it many times. I mean, the only time I ever took a Percocet was when I had appendicitis. And I took a Percocet and went, oh, yeah, this is the greatest thing I've ever had in my life. And I can fully understand why people, you know, do the things that they do. I mean, I could see myself 6 months like robbing a 7-Eleven to go get money for Percocet. That's how good it was. And I had to throw the rest away because I was like, this can't be the new bit. But, you know, I saw a lot of judgy people about the ayahuasca thing, and I'm not going to judge that dude. You know, I mean, whatever helps you get through your life, and as long as you're not hurting anybody, and really, I think it's fairly safe the way that they monitor it and do it. You know, like I was telling Paul, Robin did it from the Stern Show. She went to Peru and did a whole experience. You know, she was a cancer survivor, so she wanted to do that and experience that. And I'm all for it, man. I really am. And I think for me, though, I'd be kind of afraid of what I'd unlock, to be honest. It's facing those demons. You heard of peyote?
Yes, yeah, I've heard of it.
Like 3 to 5 day trip, and that's too long for me. I can't. I don't have the PTO to do a peyote or ayahuasca trip, nor at home nor at work. So, but I, you know, look, he's a weird dude. He's a bit of a counterculture guy, and I was not surprised when I found out that he did.
You know, to me, he is one of the.
He's fascinating, though.
Well, there's a lot of things I really, really like. Yes. About Aaron Rodgers, there's a few things I don't like about him.
No doubt.
But he is...
He's like Phil Mickelson, man.
Yeah, you know? He's very much like Phil Mickelson. In some ways, I respect the heck out of Aaron Rodgers. But you always look and you see some of his choices, some of his actions, some of the things that he says, and you just go, what's the deal, man? You know, same with Phil, same with Aaron Rodgers, and you wonder about the dealings with the family with Aaron Rodgers. And Phil, it's kind of some of the statements about money and taxes and the gambling and you but you also kind of respect them as well for being themselves. They don't play the game that so many of us do and simply always try to put the perfect, you know, polished image of themselves forward.
Yeah.
They're pretty much showing us who they are and being themselves. If we all did that, we probably all have plenty of skeletons and demons that wouldn't look great on a public stage, in a public forum, you know, talked about all the time. But it does feel like those guys are a little more comfortable sometimes with just being themselves. The worst version of Phil has been the recent version, the live version, where he doesn't say anything.
And, yep.
You know, it's like, I understand why you have thought that. And, you know, I'm just going to do my thing. And I miss the old Phil, you know, the shoot from the hip Phil and the freewheeling Phil. This new Phil,
it bit him in the ass, though.
It's not, I know it does, but this new Phil doesn't interest me that much.
Bites me in the ass. You know, it's, you live your life a certain way and you say things a certain way, it can come back and bite you, you know. And Aaron Rodgers is going to be the subject of criticism and ridicule for many things, but this is just the latest. And I honestly have little to zero problem with it at all. And I fully believe in the healing properties of many of those things, Ben. And, you know, like I said, whatever you need to do to make you a better human, I'm not going to tell you not to.
We've gone off on a lot of tangents. I love it. On the program radio Today. It's fine. It's weird because we come in here after a Padres loss and, you know, they lose 2, 3, 5 in a row. And it's really hard to, you know, do the show and talk about the team. But then they go off and they win and they score 13 runs and you go, all right, things are good. Just keep doing that, you know? Just keep doing that offensively, and you'll be absolutely fine, correct?
Yeah, you'd like to like your chances with 13 a game, you know? Like, you'd like to think that you're going to win a lot more than
a lot of games.
They're just it shows you what they're capable of. It shows you how relentless they can be and just how talented, when it's clicking, this team is. And I'm sorry, man, like, I know it's the Giants and everything else, but all those wins, all those hits, all those timely hits, that 2-out rally that lasted 30 minutes, you know, started by Manny Machado, Ben, you know that that's in there. They now know it's in there too, and it's going to build a lot of confidence. This team, you can see them. I know it's just been a couple games, and we were all freaking out for the 5 games that they weren't gelling, but they look to be pretty happy, and obviously winning breeds a lot of that.
All right, phone lines are open, 833-288-0973.
To hear from some ayahuasca.
There you go.
So inclined.
Head out on our tangents, or people whose dads had creative ways to be cheap. Either or, topics on the table.
Cheap dads, or ayahuasca. It's you never
anything in between.
You never know what you're going to find on this show.
And then Eno Saris at the bottom of the hour. If you missed it, also Jesse with an incorporator payoff from yesterday's game as well. It's all coming up. It's Ben and Woods. We're going to get a check of traffic here. This hour on 97.3 The Fan First is brought to you by the San Diego Sheriff's Department. Now hiring. Make a difference in your community. See all the open opportunities at joinsdsheriff.net. Back next on 97.3 The Fan. Someone loves me. I can hardly stand upright. Hit my head upon the light. I have faith but don't believe it. It's not there enough to leave it. Everything I love is on the table. Everything I love is out to sea. I have only two emotions, careful fear and dead devotion. I can't get the balance right. Throw my marbles in the fight. I see all the ones I went for, all the things I added in for. I won't cry until I hear.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Couple calls coming in over the break. 833-288-0973. Ben and Woods. We have a couple of topics that we threw out there. They're not the usual sports radio topics. Well, maybe they are. Maybe Mike and Mad Dog were doing this many years ago. But we've asked.
I've never tried ayahuasca. I never would.
We've got ayahuasca
or cheap dad.
Or cheap dad stories.
Somebody tweeted at Ben and Woods. It laid me out. And I'm surprised my dad never thought of this. Maybe he did. And I just wasn't aware of it. Says, my best friend's dad growing up used to lightly wash paper plates and reuse them.
You can't put them in the dishwasher.
No.
They'll melt.
Every paper plate you use, no matter what you eat, gets a skid mark on it. Every single one of peanut butter, Dorito dust, ham, mayonnaise, something. There's a skid mark on every single paper plate that you use. He would lightly wash them, probably like with a moist towelette or a paper towel, and then reuse them. That's next level.
Those are one use only. One use.
My dad used to on family vacations, and I see it a little bit because you find yourself wasting a lot of food as a parent, right, Ben? Like you get your kids something.
And you feel bad about it.
Yeah, of course you do. And then you find yourself snacking off their plates.
Well, and that's the thing. I got taught you got to clean your plate.
Yes.
And now I clean everybody's plate, and of course, I weigh 30, 40 pounds more than I should.
It's the snacks that get you with kids. But my dad, when you go on vacation, right? The kids, Dad, I'm hungry. I want something to eat. You're like, oh, we gotta stop and get breakfast. Whatever. My dad used to just steal candy or granola bars and apples, and we'd be out on vacation. Be like, here, I got a granola bar. I'd pull it out of his pocket. And we're like, all right, I guess we'll wait 3 hours for lunch. This free granola bar from the Hampton Inn is going to tide us over. But you gotta do what you gotta do, I guess. So, yeah, gonna play Iowa.
All right, let's go out to the phones. 833-288-0973. Ryan, you're on Ben and Woods. Ayahuasca or Cheap Dad, Ryan?
What's up, guys?
How you doing, buddy?
Not much. Good, good. You guys are killing me today, by the way. So not so much Cheap Dad, but the VHS reminded me of what I used to do when I was 11, about 11 or 12, middle school. I figured out how to burn CDs. So I would I was living in South Bend, so I went to Circuit City. I went to the library, and I had all these playlists that people wanted, and I would make personalized LimeWire on the library computer.
Oh yeah,
and go sell them for $5 at school, and then I'd come home from school, and my mom, I'd like always buy stuff, and like I'd come home with all this money, and she'd be like, "Where are you getting all this money? Like trying to get my pants?"
You're selling drugs, aren't you? Yes.
No, yeah. I told her what I was doing, and she goes, she just kind of looks up, she goes, "Huh," and then she just kind of walks away.
She's like, it's better than like selling weed to your friends.
Yeah, I mean, it is actually a crime.
It's enterprising.
It's a crime. It's, you know, the copyright infringement and such. But for an 11-year-old, actually that's pretty resourceful.
Savvy.
That's massive. Now, I used to give the burn CDs to girls and stuff, make them mixed tapes and CDs. Never once did I think about selling them, which is just brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant stuff.
All right, let's go out. We've got David. Is that David on the line on 97.3 The Fan? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, man?
Oh, I'm excellent. I'm excellent. Apologies, gentlemen. I didn't realize I was on next.
We just sometimes we just surprise you here because we don't have a hammered of screen phones anymore.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, I was going to call and just chime in on Aaron Rodgers and his whole ayahuasca fiasco.
Yes, please do.
Well, I think I heard you say it earlier, Woodsy, as far as believing in the you know, the benefits,
sure,
the health benefits and potential that lies within that. And I got to agree. I think Aaron Rodgers is maybe a little bit of an odd duck, and he kind of comes out of left field with this, and who knows if it's an attention grab or what. But I got to say, I think ultimately my stance lies with you and just agreement that if it can at all be a benefit to anybody out there, you know, try to subside the judgment if we can. Maybe
yeah,
it's not for us, but if it works for somebody, then right on, you know?
Yeah, it's strange, too, because, you know, what's accepted sometimes can actually be way worse. I've never gotten in trouble smoking a joint. I get fat, and I eat Doritos and play video games and sleep, but the only trouble I've ever been in my entire life is fueled by alcohol, period, the end. And it just... Yeah, that's why I'm very kind of reticent to imbibe very much. Now, I know I've been doing a shot before the Padres game. That's because they won, and I'll be doing one. They don't play.
You don't have to do one on the off day?
No, don't have to do one on the off day, just on game days. But that's about as much as I drink these days because, again, I kind of know at 47 what my limits are, and I know what's going to get me in trouble and what's not. And, you know, it is weird what's been so accepted over the years. Take some Vicodin for this and take some Oxy for that and take some Percocet for this. And it's like, whoa, there may be a plant that grows out of the ground that it could help you a little bit more.
I think what you're saying, and I think this is key in sports today as well, is context is very important.
Massively.
I mean, think about Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens,
yeah,
Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa taking, you know, HGH, whatever it was, you know, and being vilified for it and breaking rules. But at the same time, you know, you'll advertise, you know, Total T,
yeah,
and health benefits, and they absolutely can. You know, under a doctor's care, it can be very beneficial and helpful for people. But it's just context. It's who it is, where it is, and we overreact. I mean, take a like a Native American coming of age ritual, you know, a desert, you know, maybe influenced by a peyote, a type, you know, that's a cultural
yes.
experience that's revered.
They've been doing that for thousands of years,
and it's respected and revered, but the same thing could be viewed as an illicit street crime somewhere else.
Right.
And it's all in context.
Yeah, I mean, and to hear, you know, Cowherd specifically, you know, judge him because he doesn't understand. And that's really what it is. It's there's the lack of understanding. And again, I've never heard of anyone saying, oh, yeah, I did this. I went on an ayahuasca journey and it ruined my life. Never once. I have seen many, many people's lives ruined because of alcohol and drugs and everything else. But, you know, when I heard he did it, I went, well, good for him. Good for him.
Would you begrudge a baseball player who liked to have a shot of coffee before the game? A little caffeine bump? Probably not.
Or suck down a Red Bull.
All right. So what if instead they took a couple of caffeine pills?
Right.
Instead of a caffeine. Still okay? It's just caffeine, right?
I mean, you know how I feel about it.
All right. So then what if they bump it up? Maybe it's a small amphetamine, a greenie, bean.
An Adderall. You know, prescribed Adderall.
Then what if you go a little further? Here's what I'm saying is, mine is always, it's moving, it's fluid, it's not, there's not a very clear line of what is okay and what is not okay. At some point, we all feel like, okay, yeah, you probably shouldn't be doing lines of cocaine right before the ball game.
Correct.
But we're okay with coffee. So somewhere in between there, everyone kind of draws their own line, but yes. We don't all have the same line.
The line is different for everybody. I mean, I'm prescribed Adderall. So I take one Adderall before the show. I'm sure many of you could tell. But if I don't take it, I'm even more off the rails, right? And it's prescribed to me because I have ADHD. You taking an Adderall from my stash would be a little different, Ben. You haven't been prescribed it. They haven't given you the once over, et cetera. So I, you know, look, whatever you got to do. But the other thing is,
believe me, I've been offered by Woods as well.
Many times.
I get up here, I'm a little tired, you know, long night at Channel 10. Take one of my Adderalls. He's like a Saturday morning
after special,
the guy that you're warned about.
That's exactly what I am. Peer pressure is. You're so good with peer pressure.
I'm good. I watched all those Saturday morning specials.
You always say no.
I know how to say no. I just say no to Woods.
It's just a 10 milligram. It won't hurt you.
There you are again.
First one's free.
There you are. Everybody's doing it.
Come on, Ben. Make you feel good.
Don't be uncool,
but
man.
You know, the other thing is you know what I don't do? I don't take another one for the rest of the day. I don't take four. I don't take seven. I don't take eight. I don't take 12. I don't take them on Saturdays and Sundays. It's you kind of, once you get a little older, I'm able to say, no, I know when to take it when I need it.
So this is our On the Rails sports show. Talking about cheap dads and ayahuasca.
Yeah.
See, I'm going to try to get us back on the baseball rails.
I'm down
for
baseball
rails. Eno Saris is going to help us with that. Coming up next, our Smart Baseball Weekly segment is just around the corner. Don't forget, you can listen to 97.3 The Fan and thousands of other stations, millions of podcasts for free on the Odyssey app. That next on 97.3 The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting a lot of DMs, Ben, about ayahuasca.
Trying to deal you some, or?
I just said it's the single greatest experience ever. Life changer for sure. Highly recommend it. Trust me. Another guy said, Juan said, tell Ben it's a spiritual experience. It takes a month just to prepare for it. Americans have made it into a thing to do. Like in Peru, there's a lot more to it than just to do it. Ayahuasca is also an ego killer. Imagine us coming in with no ego.
I come in with no ego every single day.
You're so full of S.
I know, Doc Ellis threw a no-hitter on LSD once.
Right.
So, who knows?
It takes a month to prepare, and then it's like a five-day experience.
Three to five, I think.
So, all right, World Series ends.
Hannah just texting me the entire time. Bo just fell down, and I'm like, oh, what? I'm right in the middle of this. Bo just bumped his head. Oh, what do I do? Bo's got the sniffles. I mean, I'd have to send them somewhere to do, you know, and then I could get the time off.
Yeah, like you said, the PTO is really the problem.
You think I can run it by Adam? Adam, I'm going to do an ayahuasca experience, so I'll be back on Thursday. First of all, I need a month to prepare. Then I'm going to need 3 to 5, let's call it 7 days
off.
Head
down to South America.
Yeah, and I'll be back.
Come back. Yeah. I'll be a changed employee.
You will be happier all for it.
Interesting. All right. It is Thursday. We got Eno Saris standing by. We'll get to our smart baseball segment right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Happy Thursday, Padres fans. It's time for the super polished, yet to be named Smart Baseball Weekly segment with Eno Saris, powered by 7 Mile Casino, San Diego's premier card room featuring California blackjack, poker, and baccarat. Just 7 minutes from downtown.
Yes!
Here's Ben and Woods on the home of the Padres, 97.3 The Fan.
Well, it's been quite a week for the Padres since the last time we spoke with Eno Saris. They went through a 5-game losing streak. They didn't score for 26 straight innings. Then they've broken out for 20 runs the last 2 games, including 13 yesterday against the San Francisco Giants.
Indeed.
And we got Eno on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline right now. Good morning, Eno.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, it's been an up and down week, huh?
It has. I mean, we ended on a positive note, and you know, we're going to do the typical sports radio talking head thing where we say, look, you know, it took them a few days to get used to each other. You know, now they're all coming together. They're gelling. We can expect this every single game. We all know baseball doesn't work that way. Wouldn't surprise me at all if some no-namer tomorrow night shuts us down for 5, 6, 7 innings, because that's just unfortunately the nature of this dumb game. It's not football. It's not basketball, where the greatest, greatest talent always wins. Baseball is certainly a weird duck in that respect.
Yeah, you know, the Dodgers are good. You know, it's unfortunate.
They're really good.
It's a fact. Yeah, they're really good. I think that the very best on the Padres can you know, go toe-to-toe with them. I think they can have a better series than they did. In fact, I think that there was something interesting to me. Sean Manaea yesterday did not have the best game. But I was looking underneath the hood, and his changeup has completely altered its movement in the last two or three starts. Now, he's one of the guys who's lost the most. I have that stuff metric. He's one of the guys who's lost the most.
He was number one. He was number one on your list a couple of weeks ago about the guy that's lost the most stuff from the beginning of the season until I think it was July 28th when you put out the list, and he was number one on it.
Yeah, but, I think over time, basically what had happened was his slider had gotten a little harder, and the changeup movement had gotten worse and worse. And so his stuff had kind of all just become kind of the same. And what he must have changed, and I think I've talked to him a fair amount up here in Oakland. I think he must have changed back to his old four-seam changeup grip. Because he's added about 3 inches of drop, and he's throwing the changeup about 3 miles an hour harder over the last three games, and my stuff number loves it. So hopefully what we're seeing with Sean Manaea under the hood is a little bit of Ruben Niebla's magic. Maybe he's working hard to get Sean Manaea right again.
I will say there were a couple of looping liners in there, there was definitely some improvement.
Well, he looks, I said it to you in the text yesterday, Benny, he looks like a comfortable AB right now, whereas earlier in the season he didn't. And I don't know, pitch mix and all that stuff, it would take a really, really deep dive under the hood, and frankly I don't have the time to do it, but he does look pretty comfortable. Guys do look pretty comfortable up there against him right now. And that could be as simple as just mixing it up a little bit more. You know, pitching backwards sometimes. If the stuff is getting better, wouldn't you expect him to just lean on those things that's working for him even more?
Yeah, yeah. And I think he has enough command of his pitches. I mean, I think even when he's going well, he's a guy who has three average, above average pitches. There's no real elite pitch in there. And the fastball doesn't have, that great velocity or the standout movement. So he definitely is a guy who has to rely on pitchability. He's a guy who has to mix it up and, do the unexpected. So hopefully with this new changeup movement, he, believes in it a little bit more, and then he starts throwing it in some fastball counts and mixing it up. So I know that number is depressing, and that he's had something like a 60 ERA, in the second half. But I think getting him right is pretty important, just for getting to the postseason, even if he's not one of the top two or three starters in the postseason.
Let me ask you about another Padres pitcher. Doesn't look like a comfortable AB, but the Giants certainly got to him a couple of nights ago, and that is closer Josh Hader. Who had a couple of rough outings. One of them was against the Giants also when he was with the Milwaukee Brewers. He thought maybe he was tipping. I can't argue he was tipping the other night because he was throwing too many balls. They weren't really hitting anything.
Yeah.
He just wasn't throwing strikes. And then I hear that, on the back-to-back days that, Brewers fans are going, oh, yeah, when he uses on back-to-back days, he's never as good. What more can you kind of tell us about what we could probably expect from Josh Hader the rest of this year?
Oh, that's interesting. I hadn't heard that about back-to-back days. He does show up, along with my stuff number, I have a location number, and his location is poor and has been all year. I think that certain teams will take that approach. I talked to Adam Ottavino about this once. He said, early in my career, I had such a great slider, and everyone said, you have to get to him early or else he's going to throw that slider and strike you out. And I love that because they were aggressive and they were swinging early, and I could get swings and misses. He said at some point everyone decided he can't throw a strike. You got to wait up there until he throws a strike. And he said that got a lot harder for me.
Yeah.
So I think some teams are going to take that approach where they stand up there and they say, I'm going to wait until you throw a strike before I start getting serious about swinging. So Hader just has to refine. One thing that I have noticed is his release point is the highest it's ever been. And he's a guy that relies on having like interesting movement from a lower release point.
Yeah.
He's kind of a guy who has surprisingly vertical movement from a very horizontal, almost sidearm release. And so, maybe he's losing deception. And the last thing is the Giants, more than almost anybody, are doing this thing called training dirty, which is you basically put the machine on so that it's Josh Hader, but you make it Josh Hader at 101, 102 miles an hour.
Ooh.
And so basically before the game, you faced Josh Hader at 103 miles an hour. So when you step in against Josh Hader at 97, 98, 99, it looks a little bit easier even. So, you know, it's not, you know, of all the teams, the Giants seem to have, you know, not necessarily his number, but like have done pretty well against Josh Hader. And I wonder if that kind of training has helped them kind of beat his deception. Because he definitely does have a deception from that slot.
You know, it's funny because we had the same.
Either way, he's still good.
We had the discussion about Nabil Crismat. It looked like the Giants knew him better than other opponents have known him this year. They just looked like they saw everything better against him than other teams did. Woods, we were talking about
that.
Yeah,
I mean, if that's what they're doing, it makes you wonder why everybody doesn't try something to that effect.
More and more teams are. Good. You know, more and more teams are. I know Donnie Ecker went to the Rangers. And you know, I know they're doing it now. I just talked to Christian Walker of the Diamondbacks, and when I said training dirty, he was like, "Yep, you gotta put the machine up to 104 before the game, and you're ready to go."
Sounds terrible. It sounds awful. I mean, it just be embarrassing. They'd have to put it on.
Oh no, that's why it's called training dirty. It's not that it's a dirty pool or anything. It's that you fail,
that's so weird.
Sucks. And
yeah,
you know,
it sucks to do.
Yeah, it sucks to do. And you know, there are drills that they do now where they fail 85% of the time.
Wow.
And I said, that sounds awful. And they said, it is, but, you know, why would I do something where I succeed 85% of the time and then go into the game where I fail 70% of the time?
Just your old general batting practice front toss. It's not really doing it for these guys. And it's interesting because Berdar came from the Giants as well. So you do wonder what kind of stuff the Padres are employing. And it looked like
I'm not saying they're not doing it.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not saying they're not doing it.
It looked like for a couple of weeks they weren't doing it, or for a week or so, they couldn't hit anything. There's nothing was happening. I want to ask you, too. We're talking to Eno Saris here on Ben and Woods this morning. It's been a really fun resurgence, second half resurgence again for Blake Snell. This is the second year in a row this has kind of happened. Started not great, and lately, you know, it would be tough to look at a three game playoff series not slot him in the one or the two. His stuff is filthy. What do you attribute this little run that he's been on? Is it a mental thing with Blake Snell?
Mental, you know, I think he also falls in love with his changeup and he can't command it so well.
Yeah.
Both seasons we saw he started the year throwing the changeup. He thinks it's a really great pitch. He just can't command it. Gets him into bad counts, gets him into counts where he's predictable. Both seasons we've seen as the season's gone on, he's thrown the slider more. Like, I think even, you know, there's even more he could go almost 50-50 fastball slider. I think the best news this year is that the curve is in good shape, and that just means that he's not going to be just a fully fastball slider guy. I think late last year, that's sort of where he was at, but the curveball looks like an above-average pitch and a third look for him. And so if he can just, I think, pocket the changeup most days, he'll be a really good pitcher.
What?
He still doesn't, you know, he's still not necessarily a guy that goes long. So I think I would slot him in somewhere where you have a rest day after, because you're going to probably use most of your bullpen. But yeah, absolutely. Would I want Blake Snell for like 4 or 5 innings in the playoffs? Yes.
Yeah, no question. It's weird because you look at these lines sometimes with Blake Snell and it's 4 2/3 with 9 Ks and, you know, what he strikes so many guys out. But like you said, he seems to be pitching from behind a lot, but he's got such good stuff. But it does drive that pitch count up and up and up. And I know it's a frustrating watch for fans, but, you know, I wonder, how does your stuff plus, you know, work with him? Is he up there?
Yeah, he definitely the slider is a legit pitch among the top sort of 30 sliders in the league, which doesn't sound that great, except it includes a lot of relievers. You know?
Yeah, good point.
So if you limit it to starters, it's more like a sort of a top 15, top 20 type slider. The fastball has really good shape. It has good ride to it. And then, you know, there's an interesting thing going on. You know, when you I was just looking at this. There's research that says that 80 pitches into a start, a pitcher starts losing his command, and that stuff actually lasts a little bit longer than command. And so 80 pitches is a really interesting number, because if you look around the league, the Rays, you know, they're like a 78 pitch per start team. You know, the Giants are exactly at 80. You know, there's the Dodgers are at 82 or something. You know, it's like all these like progressive teams are circling in around 80 pitches per start.
Interesting.
And I think that for Snell, the stuff is high, the command is low. And so, you know, around 80 pitches, you start getting nervous. And it's not because his stuff is any worse. You look at him, you're like, the velo's still there. It's just that something will leak over the middle, and he'll give up a homer, you know, in the sixth inning or something. We've seen that a fair amount from Snell. And I think that's why the Rays took him out early in playoff starts, and I think that's probably the best usage for him in the playoffs this year.
Talking to Eno Saris from The Athletic, our weekly Smart Baseball segment. Eno, there's 7 teams in the National League, at least 10 games above 500. No one else is even at 500, so clearly, we know what the playoff race looks like. One team's not making it. How do you kind of foresee this playing out over the final month and a half of the season?
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting finish. I mean, right now, the Padres' playoff odds are at 86%, and the Brewers are at 64%, and the Phillies are at 80%. So those are the teams behind the Braves that two of them make it. So the numbers are saying that the Brewers will fall out, or the loser of the NL Central will not make the playoffs. But they're pretty good teams, the Cardinals and Brewers, and the Phillies are on a heck of a run. I think I'm pretty sure the Padres are better than the Phillies. I say pretty sure because the Phillies just have obvious flaws. Their defense, and Bryce Harper is going to come back as a DH. They're going to have maybe 3 DHs on the field.
Yeah.
Or 2 DHs
Schwarber,
on the field.
Schwarber, Castellanos, they're at the top of just terrible defense.
Yeah. And, you know, releasing Didi Gregorius and putting in Bryson Stott at shortstop is going to help a little. But Segura's an older second baseman, so they're not amazing up the middle. And they just brought Brandon Marsh in from the Angels because of center field defense. But, you know, he's been playing left field all year. I think he's a good center fielder. But what I'm saying is they have that obvious and then their bullpen is good, but it's a really low command bullpen. And that's one of those things where they can get on a streak and look untouchable, but they can also go on a streak and look like they can't find the plate. So those two flaws to me, you know, when you run the numbers and you do the projections, you're like, oh, no, they're such a good hitting team and they have good pitching and they're going to be fine. But, you know, defense and bullpen, that's a way to lose one or two huge games. That's a way to get on a bad run. And so I just see more flaws in the Phillies than I do with the Padres. And the Brewers are a decent team. They're really good pitching, but they're not that good at hitting. So unless somebody kind of, you know, gets going offensively for them, and Christian Yelich is not who he used to be, you know, then I think that the Brewers are not as good as the Padres either. So, you know, I comfortably have the Padres ahead of them, but those are all good teams, and one of them's not going
to
make it.
You know, we're out of time, but great stuff as always. We'll talk to you again next week. Have a good one. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
There he is, Eno Saris, in our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. I want to talk more about that playoff race that he just talked about. Yep. When we come back. Got a Rondo report as well. Final hour of Ben and Woods next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.